103.5 Triple M. Well, the Hervey Bay 100 is rolling around November 17th and 18th. Didn't take long for this to appear on the calendar. And from the Hervey Bay Tri Club, Jeff Morris. Jeff, g'day.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, look, I'm well, thanks. Sweating just looking at the Hervey Bay 100, though, mate. It's obviously for those who are in reasonable fitness, mate. We're talking, what, an 80K ride, a 18K run and a 2K swim.
Yeah, that's it. So it's come around really quick, and we've got some locals competing, but we bring a lot of people from out of town to compete in the race, and that's what we want people to know about, that it's happening in town. You know, we shut the Esplanade for a few hours on the Sunday for the big race, and the juniors race on the Saturday as well. And plenty of people are going to come out and watch, and a lot of locals come and volunteer for us. So, yeah, it's not too far away at all now.
Now, Jeff, tell us a bit about the history. It's been going for a number of years now.
Yeah, so this is year number 8. So the Hervey Bay Tri Club started the race basically to put an event on that would bring people to town. So I think there were about 80 people in the first year, and it's just grown and grown. And this year we'll bring nearly 1,000 people to town Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, that's incredible. So how many do you think will compete in the Hervey Bay 100 itself?
In the 100 on Sunday, we're going to have about 650 people compete. So that's a combination of individuals and teams. Mm-hmm. And of course, this year, for the first time ever, we're going to have the Hervey Bay 50. So we got some people that are a little bit newer to the sport that can't quite train for the long race. Mm-hmm. So they'll do literally half the 100. So they'll do a 1K swim. They'll do a 40K ride, so just 2 laps of our course, and then they'll do a 9 kilometre run instead of the 18 to finish off. So we've got 100 people. We sold that race out this year, so it's pretty exciting for us.
Okay, now also the barge to beach is happening. Am I correct in saying that on that
Indeed.
Weekend?
Yeah. So on the Saturday morning, we're going to throw probably 200 people on that barge. We've got 100 people entered so far. But there'll be 200 people on that barge drinking their coffee. Rob from Caffeine Fixers driving the coffee van onto the barge because it's a pretty early departure at 5:30 this year. So there'll be a couple hundred people have a coffee on the way out and then jump in the water out there off the Kingfisher Bay Resort barge and swim a couple of k's back to shore.
Sounds good. Also for the kids too, the Huntingdale Hundy kids. Tell us briefly about that.
Yeah, so great little event. So when Mum and Dad come to race the 100, the kids come with them and they get to do a race on the Saturday. It's also Brian Harrington, our junior coach, who looks after Wide Bay School Sport. That race doubles as the Wide Bay School trials for the kids wanting to make the Wide Bay team for triathlon. So on Saturday morning, there's three or four junior kids triathlon. And race on that Saturday morning too.
Okay, mate, sounds like you've incorporated something for the whole family here. If people want to know more, what do they do?
So head to hb100.com.au or head to the Hervey Bay 100 Facebook page and they can check out what's happening across the Beach House Hotel Hervey Bay 100 weekend.
Okay, Jeff Morris and the Hervey Bay Tri Club, I hope you have a great weekend. No doubt it will be a success as always.
Yep, thanks very much.